this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from Tony Flying Solo, and you guys are listening to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. We are back for an extended episode about the two-night marathon that was The Bachelor this week. And of course, I got my wife Becca here to talk about it with me.
I'm still recovering from 5 hours of The Bachelor this week. That was a lot. I mean, I think that 3 hours on that Monday night was a little much, don't you think?
You can kind of hear my voice, how I just kind of like, yeah, that was 5 hours, 2 days. Like, I'm so monotone from I've kind of been bachelored out. I think that's why they only do one episode a week, unless it's Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we welcome all the Bachelor in Paradise because it's like a sped up version of The Bachelor.
It really is. Six weeks.
You know, one big takeaway from this week, and I've been reading this a lot on social media, the people, the fans, do not like these women. And yeah. I haven't, but then again, I was trying to think back. I'm like, has there ever been a more hated group on The Bachelor or Bachelorette before? And if you recall, on Hannah's season, it really wasn't that much better. It was the Luke P show every week.
And I hated that dude.
People were getting so sick of it. So you wonder if maybe these next few seasons, maybe they cast a little differently. Maybe it's kind of like playing itself at this point, because like, they're casting straight from beauty pageant circuits, which is fine. And and they're kind of looking more at people's social media following rather than getting back to what the show was intended as: regular people looking for love, only it's not a regular situation. It's on TV.
Yeah. But I think that, obviously, they need to do a little bit more research on these girls, because people are actually starting to do their own digging and finding things that, like, you think the producers would have actually found, which, you know, I feel like these things in general should be red flags right away. You know, it's like, I feel like they're just trying to throw the show together. They know it's going to get views. People are going to watch it. People are going to talk about it. But when you don't do your homework, you kind of run into these dumb issues, and you're not actually getting, like, you're not setting the show up for success to actually have a lasting relationship out of this whole process.
Yeah, I mean, look at Victoria F. is a prime example of what you're talking about. This is the second week where something about her personal life has come out. Now, the Chase Rice stuff, we had fun with that last week. Obviously, that was a producer.
Oh, it totally was.
Playing the game.
Yeah.
But then we have this photo shoot this week in Costa Rica, where Victoria F. once again wins this challenge because she's, I guess, a part-time model. I think her description of what she does is like medical sales rep. Now, a medical sales rep could be like a pyramid scheme where she sells vitamins. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So she's clearly a model. And then it turns out she modeled for this campaign called White Lives Matter, which was controversial, even though I read it was more about saving a certain kind of fish that was endangered in her home in Virginia. I'm not sure, but regardless.
So that they should have never used that name then.
Cosmo.
Fish Lives Matter.
Right. Cosmo decided not to put her on the digital cover. They wrote this whole article about why.
Cool.
And there was a lot of drama. Now, the other thing about Victoria F. I was reading from Reality Steve is that it goes after married men.
Yeah, and you were saying that like she's like caused like a lot of.
It wasn't once. It wasn't twice, but it was like three times. And when you're 26 years old, only 26, to break up marriages, again, this is all alleged. This is all people telling Reality Steve things they've heard out of Virginia Beach. So I'm not really sure. I have no idea what's real and what's not. But Victoria F. definitely has some skeletons. And I called that from the very beginning, if you recall.
Well, yeah. I mean, we obviously found that it was a little odd that she was constantly, you know, being like, oh, and she still does it, you know. She's just like, I'm so nervous. Like, you know, it's almost like she plays the pity card. And I said, you know, well, maybe she just really is nervous and then she knows how to turn it on when she needs to. But I feel like, you know, she's more comfortable with him now, or she should be at this point. And it almost seems like now it's just like this character that she plays, you know, and when it comes down to telling him whether or not she's committed or not, that's where she gets nervous, and that's where she has like a mini panic attack.
And that's where the show gets so boring.
Yeah, well, she's like, I mean, oh my God, I have to step away, and like, I don't know what to say to him. And she's like crying in the bathroom, and it was just like, okay, cool. You know, whatever.
She is gorgeous. I mean, she's definitely a very pretty girl. It's just I'm having a, I don't know if it's Peter. I don't know if it's the girls. I'm just having this problem with the show right now where we're not seeing a lot of deep connections. We're not seeing anybody fall in love, which is what I always look forward to.
Well, look, I mean, I think it's going to actually start to heat up because now we're getting down. We're weeding out all the bullshit. You know, I think that, you know, we're going to skip around in this episode because there was a lot that happened. So kind of bear with us. But I mean, we weeded out McKenna, who I am so glad.
Oh my god, she was so glad
that girl is gone. I've never actually disliked somebody on the show more. This girl was so, oh my god! Like, and then like, I just know that I'm powerful and I believe in myself.
Yeah.
Oh my, okay, cool. Like, good. You know, like I'm glad that you feel confident about yourself.
She speaks in tweets and acts in GIFs with the, what was with the tongue?
Oh my god, dude, was she like making out with her own mouth? Now, I don't understand what the hell she was doing. Like licking her lips, and it's like she had like cream cheese stuck in her mouth. It was weird.
She was trying to achieve like the GIF thing, like trying to become
a meme.
Then she did. But then like when you, there's a difference between being somebody who is motivational and just being a BSer. And she's a BSer. She was talking in Instagram quotes. She sounded ridiculous. She sounded super young. And it was just so, her and Tammy stuff was it wasn't even fun to watch.
Well,
it
let
was
me
so
actually
silly.
Say, let me jump on that for a second because Tammy is another one. I even from the get-go, I said I want her to go home. There's nothing wrong with a woman being strong. I think that she is a very strong woman. She speaks her mind, but there comes a point where you need to figure out like she wasn't in it for herself. She was in it to try to. She's trying to like.
Stir the pot.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily stirring the pot, but I think her MO is weeding people out that she doesn't think should be on the show, and that shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be making a connection with Peter and focusing on that. And girls said that to her multiple times, but I feel like because she was trying to, you know, get Peter to realize that the people that she didn't think should be there should be gone brought in a lot of like outside negativity.
Yeah.
And that was ultimately her downfall. No, it was. I think she'd be better on like a Real World.
She'd be better on Survivor. She'd be better on The Amazing Race. Anything that your aunt and uncle watch on CBS is what she'd be
good
at.
Anything that's more of like a competitive sport, she'd be very good at.
Yeah, I don't think The Bachelor was it for her.
No, and I honestly, the only thing I disagree with, come on, it's The Bachelor. We disagree with a lot of stuff, but like, I disagreed with Peter's decision to just not send them both home at once.
What was that about?
Like, dude, like, okay, you're trying to make McKenna feel good for a second, and then you know you're going to send her. Like, you don't come to a revelation in 2 hours that, like, you're going to send her home after you. Like, you knew she was going home. If I was in his shoes, I would have been like, hey, Tammy, McKenna. And I thought that's what he did at first. He was like, I can't keep both of you. I thought he was sending them both home, but then that meant he was actually keeping one of them. I would have just been like, hey, it's been fun. It's been real. Peace, deuces. You guys are causing drama. Have fun. I would have just taken them right out of the equation.
I know.
Right away. I will tell you that, you know, the whole Costa Rica, where they actually showed up and did the photo shoot. But before the photo shoot, there was a date with Sydney, I was gunning for Sydney. You know, but, you know, he sent Sydney Softlips home and she, you know, she's done.
He did say, now imagine whoever he ends up with.
Yeah.
That person has to be like, you said Sydney was the best kisser.
Mm.
That's kind of messed up.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look at her lips. I mean, she's got like these big, like luscious lips. I mean, she's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
you're in love with Sydney. You're going to leave me for Sydney. You're going to leave me and your 8-month-old daughter. For Sydney, and that's it. And then you and Sydney can go and eat lunch in the bathroom.
Why would we? Oh, yeah, that's so ridiculous. Which turns out isn't true.
Well,
you said you looked that up and some other stuff come out about that.
Sydney has it tough. I'm not trying to make a joke. Obviously, she lives in a part of the country that is still very behind. She's from where Hannah's from, in Alabama, where things are a lot different than they are up here in the Northeast. And if you're somebody who looks a little bit different than everybody else, people are going to be rude. And there's bigots that live down there.
You know what's funny, though? When I first saw her, I didn't really know that she was part African-American. Like, I was like, okay. But then, like, once she said it, I could see it. You know what I
mean? Yeah, no, I get it. So, I understand what you're saying. But she went on this whole thing about how she was bullied, and which I believe, I was totally all in on it. I totally get it. I where she's from,
like, totally. Right. Yeah.
But then on Twitter, there were these people posting pictures from her high school yearbook. And again, these people are very young. It's not, these people have these yearbooks just kind of lying around. I don't even know where my yearbook is at this point. Do you know where your yearbook is?
Yeah, it's downstairs in a bin somewhere.
All right. Yeah. Well, some of these people have them like by their nightstand. So easy. You're like, I went to high school with Sydney Hightower. Let me look in her. Let me look at the yearbook. And these pictures of her like as a beauty queen,
like, yeah, like prom queen,
most,
yeah,
popular. It wasn't, yeah, most popular, but like she was part of like one half of like a best couple. Like she got a high school superlative. The thing is, from the yearbook, it didn't seem like somebody who sat in a bathroom and ate lunch by herself every day.
But who knows if there's another side to the story? I mean, like, obviously in the yearbook, they always post the best stuff.
And she's correct.
And she's a very beautiful girl, so you know that they were kind
stunning.
Of
stunning.
Like, so they probably took pictures of her because she was pretty. Those things showed up in the yearbook, but yeah, might not necessarily been what was going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was very surprised that he sent her home.
I thought she was going to make it.
I did
really
too.
Far.
I just thought they had a really great connection. He seemed to really like her, especially over Victoria.
You mean Victoria P, how he sent her home, or
Victoria F. F. Yeah. Like, I feel like Victoria F and Sydney have a very similar exotic kind of look.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what he's into.
Mm, they're beautiful.
But I just wouldn't have, and of all the people though, like Victoria P, like, totally makes sense that he sent her home because she's been kind of like flip-flopping her story. She's weird. She's massively insecure.
Can I sit on you? I missed you. So yeah. And her dress was like upper cooch. Like that was something else. Yeah. But again,
And we did talk about this. We both agreed that at first I wasn't sure, but like, she's definitely had some like plastic surgery to make her face like that symmetrical.
She is well preserved, as I like to say. She has had some work done on that face.
Yeah.
Regardless, also there was a video that I think it was Reality Steve posted that 2 days after she left, she was on stage at Miss Louisiana, like handing her crown over. It looked looking very happy.
Who, a Victoria P?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But those, I will say, out of these two episodes this week, those two exits shocked me.
Yeah, Sydney and Victoria P. I did not see those coming.
Very,
yeah,
surprised. And it just goes to show that even though it seems like he does deal with BS, he also doesn't deal with BS. That makes no sense of what I just said.
No, I know what you mean. There's a certain, he draws the line at some point. I think, you know, it's interesting because there was, I didn't really notice this when we watched the episode, but I saw it online after and I kind of went back and I was like, oh my God, like, how did I miss this? But like, so when they had that photo shoot in Costa Rica and they were, you know, whatever, wearing all these bikinis and stuff. So I guess a lot of the bikinis they were wearing and picked out were a little too revealing for TV because like,
yeah,
their entire ass cheeks were showing. So whoever does the editing on the show went in and like, it legit looks like they just took a Sharpie and kind of like, you know, painted over like the ass cheek and covered it up. And it looks like they were wearing like Depends, but like
it
I never
sense.
Noticed this when we watched
it. No, but I noticed something seemed weird. It looked like they were wearing adult diapers. And I'm like, why do their bottoms look like that? Now in Bachelor in Paradise, they usually use the black box.
The black box, which makes sense. Yeah.
But for some reason they weren't doing that. So they like had a weird Photoshop situation going
on.
Yeah,
but they got nailed
notice.
For that. Like people actually like all over social media were like, oh my God, like who did the editing? This is obviously BS. Like who would wear a bikini that looks like that? It's so weird, man. I mean but it was definitely an interesting photo shoot that ended up going nowhere because Cosmo never actually posted the cover.
I know.
So whatever. The other weird I guess there was a one-on-one that happened, which was with him, Peter, and Kelly, Kelly Flanagan.
Yes.
I think that
She's the only, her and Madison seem like the only real
normal.
Kind of, I hate to use the word normal, but people you could have a conversation with and you know that they'd listen to you.
People that you could actually
down
see
to earth.
Having some sort of an actual relationship after this.
And they stay out of the drama. Like, did you see Madison get
no,
in on
Madison
the Tammy
bounces
situation?
And Kelly just keeps
laughs,
her mouth
kind
shut.
Of in the background and is kind of like, hey, I'm a lawyer. Like, I actually like went to school.
Yeah.
I like the, you know,
I
want to
school
degrees.
You in debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Although sometimes when she speaks to Peter, she kind of gets maybe she gets nervous or tongue-tied. And I mean, that was one thing that they talked about, how they kind of hit kind of a little bit of a wall, kind of a hump in the road.
Well,
and not the good kind.
Well, yeah, I just think it's because there was a lot of drama that went on that kind of set them back. But I think Kelly's cool, but at the same time, I like how real she keeps it, where she's like, yeah, it's awesome that like we're traveling all these places. She's like, I've been to 26 countries. She's like, I travel for my job. She's like, you know, okay. She's like, I wanted to trust in this process, so I'm just going with it. I guess we'll see what happens. Like, she's not really like, she's not drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, which is what I really appreciate that about her. She keeps it real.
I don't know if I see her and Peter.
No, I don't see them working out. I think it's most likely probably going to be Madison because, you know, she still has that, you know, photo of the family.
No, but wait, hold on. You know what?
Wait. I want to go back to one thing first. So,
oh, fine.
The Kelly Peter cave date. I'm so sick of the whole, like, let's meet with a shaman or whatever and, like, have their weird ritual predict our relationship. Like, it's so bullshit. Like, you know what I mean?
They
like,
do it every season.
It's so dumb. Let's you know, mask your back with smoke and then light these two candles that look like melted dildos and see which... It was so stupid.
I like that they said it's a male and female candle. Those candles look very male to me.
They look like dildos, wax dildos. But it was just like, okay, cool. So
how many times can we say the word dildo?
I don't know. Dildo. So it was just like, and I couldn't even say it twice. Dildo.
You're going to wake up the baby by saying the word dildo.
Well, whatever. It'll be funny. So I think... yeah, that was dumb. I don't understand why they keep doing that. I mean, like, it's all subjective, especially in those situations. Like, okay, cool. Like, we'll see which way the wax melts, and that depends on our relationship. And then if I can guide you through this stone maze, you know, it's going to depend on how connected we are. It's like, it's so BS. Like, you know what I mean? But okay, well, we have to sit through it because it's The Bachelor and they're trying to find some weird shit to do. But
so
I mean, I just don't buy it.
Let's
you know?
Dive into the fact that they are... in Spanish-speaking countries, and Peter...
is just, like, killing it.
He is, and I love it. Like, whereas some other bachelors are just like, what did they say? Like,
well, Peter, they're not all bilingual, though.
No,
I mean, it's not their fault.
I think that that's such an attractive quality in Peter. Yeah. I really like that. Let's talk about Hannah Ann.
Yeah, what about Hannah Ann?
So when he was sitting down with Hannah Ann on their one-on-one, it really felt like more like a job interview. It didn't seem like a nice volleying conversation. It was really him being like, so have you ever been in love before?
And yes, I have. Next question.
Yeah. And what are your qualifications for this job? Are you reliable? Are you trustworthy? Do you have a driver's license? Like, that's how it felt. It felt very much like she was filling out a LinkedIn profile. Like, it just felt...
It did. And
so
she...
weird. It just, I don't buy them together.
No. And then she honestly found out like halfway through, she got the vibe that she wasn't going to get the job. So she went in to talk to the boss in his office and was like, hey, sorry about that. I really screwed up, but like, I'm sad because I need this job. And all of a sudden she pulled the pity card and he felt bad for her.
I didn't understand the answer when he said, well, what are your goals past this? Basically, what are you going to do when the modeling thing runs out? And she didn't really answer to me, did not answer the question.
What did she say? Well, I think she said that, like, I don't remember, but it was...
It didn't make sense to me,
she said. Well, I feel like it was something along the lines of, like, you know, modeling is something that, like, I don't see as, like, a forever, but she didn't say, like, what her backup was, and I think that was the issue. And I don't understand, like, yeah, she's a pretty face, but, like, what is he actually seeing her? Because she's super young.
Yeah. So she talks about her 3-year relationship that she had. Again, she's...
But she wasn't in love. They just cared about each other.
But then there was pictures of them, of her and her boyfriend, her ex, like from Instagram. And there are all these like comments like of them. And she's like, I love you so much. I can't wait to spend forever with you. So that has to make that guy feel really good when she says, I've never been in love before.
Yeah.
Instagram tells differently. Speaking of, I read an article today that people were looking on Venmo to see if he's like friends with people, like some of these girls on Venmo.
Who?
Peter.
Okay.
And somebody connected the dots that Hannah Ann and Peter are friends on Venmo, although her account is private, but she's the only one that he is friends with out of these girls.
How the hell do people just have time for this? I mean, like,
it's brilliant. But that, I mean, that could point to the fact that maybe she is chosen at the end. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. We were talking about Hannah Ann.
List like she paid, like he paid her for sex her or something?
Her account's private.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's not how this show works.
No, I know that. But you know, Venmo, it's like so-and-so spent somebody $5 for a Coke.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, anytime I use Venmo, I literally put in the comments like sexual favors because I know other people are going to see it. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, no.
So, not everybody, but I mean, like, I did it a couple times with, you know, when I borrowed like lights.
Yeah.
For, you know, I would just like to be like sexual favors. He's like, dude, really? You had to post that? I was
just
like,
put
it's
an
hilarious.
Eggplant emoji and call it a day.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious.
Can we talk about Miss
Cryo? Because it makes them uncomfortable.
Let's talk about Miss Cryoa, a.k.a. Kelsey. Oh. A lot of tears shed by Kelsey.
I'm partially Team Kelsey.
So she's won you over.
Well, I don't.
Well, you said partially.
Yeah, because there's
she's made it this far.
There's part of me that feels like she could be crazy, but I think
is crazy.
But I think it's the girls on the show that make her nuts. It's like they are constantly like saying she's an alcoholic, that she's like pill popping, which is like Tammy's, you know,
Adderall and birth control.
But I mean, like those are legit like things. It's not actually like, you know, she's not like, you know, got like an opioid addiction. I mean, it's just like I think when she's with Peter alone, I think that they are very good together. I feel like she actually is very honest and she opens up and they have a very good conversation. They're back and forth. But as soon as she goes back into the other house, the drama like consumes her.
She's not as cringy to watch as some of the other girls are when they talk to Peter. Some of them don't know how to talk to Peter.
Well, who's the girl? I can't remember her name, but who's the girl that ended up, she was also on Bachelor in Paradise. They got married. You know what I'm talking about? Blonde. She was like, hi, like fake voice.
Okay, remember? So they didn't end up getting married.
No, they did get married. Her and Goose got married.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal. She. Hi. Yeah, Crystal kind of had like the. Yeah, that girl. I mean, she had the most fake.
Like, hello.
She had the most fake voice ever.
Hello, Ari.
Hi.
You know, so,
I'm just working on my fitness.
I'm working on my fitness. Yeah.
Yeah, that girl.
Very true.
That was probably the worst voice I think we've had in the history.
Yeah, she had a pretty rough one.
Yeah.
The thing with Kelsey is, though, she's the one out of the season that all of a sudden found out that he's dating other girls. I hate that. How there's always one contestant every season that's like, I just can't stand that he's with other people. And it's like, Tammy, I think, said it. Do you know what show you signed up for? Like, this is what happens. This is The Bachelor. They date other people.
Exactly.
We also had a here for the right reasons comment. I feel like we, it's like a bingo card. You have to put a space, like a thing over each time they say the usual things. I'm mm-hmm. here for the right reasons. You're not here for the right reasons. I can't believe he's dating other people. We got a lot of that this week.
Yeah. I think that, you know, out of everything though, I agree with most of the girls in the house when they say, I really don't appreciate that you kind of had like a mini cocktail party before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's like legit. Like, I feel
so
like.
So that was in that first episode, right? This week.
Yeah. And something I agreed with. It's like, you know, yeah, you do have to respect his decision, you know, and if like Tammy did have something to say that she thought was really important, like we've seen that happen before. Like, oh, can I talk to you? And I always want, you know, I always want the dude or the girl to just be like, no, I've already made my decision. You know what I mean? Like, don't just give them the opportunity because why? Well, you've already made your decision. There's nothing you can say right now at this point that's really going to like flip the switch.
I agree.
You know, I can't believe he kept at that point McKenna over Sydney.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, he never had a one-on-one with McKenna where they were, like, really clicking. It was always, like, some drama she was involved in. But he's in Costa Rica with Sydney, like, on this mountain having this picnic. And, like, they're really clicking and you're the best kisser ever. Mm. And then all of a sudden he's like, goodbye, Sydney. I'm going to keep McKenna. Like, what?
Did that?
What the hell just happened?
I thought that McKenna and Sydney went home during the same rose ceremony.
They did, though. They did. But I'm saying, like, he sent them home. Oh, did they go? Was it both of them?
I think
no, I think Sydney. No, Sydney stayed. Sydney went, but McKenna stayed. I thought
if they both went home.
Maybe
at the
I
same
don't know.
Time.
I'm losing my mind. It was two days of The Bachelor. Oh my god! But so, whatever.
Okay,
they're both
so
gone.
Another point that a lot of people are talking about is the fact that there's not one clear woman out of this season that could be the next Bachelorette.
There isn't, but I mean, if you're going to pick two people, it's either going to be, well, I think it's between three people, in my opinion. I think it's between Kelsey, Madison.
You're seeing Kelsey go all the way?
I don't, listen, if it was me, I don't feel like I would pick Kelsey, but I think he sees something in her, and that's what I'm gunning for. That's what I'm predicting. So I think it's going to come down to Kelsey, Madison, and...
Hannah Ann?
Well, I don't know Hannah Ann. I think Victoria F is going to be one of the finals. I think it's going to be, yeah, so as far as like a fourth, I have this weird feeling that he's going to keep Natasha.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to vibe. I think he gets a kick out of her.
I think he does, well, because he calls her out. She calls him out. He, you know, she's like, so what do you see? Like, what's going on with this right now? You know, it's like, okay, that's a real question.
But in bachelor years, I mean, she's 31. And in bachelor years, she's basically 75.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. I think it could be those four. Or if you take Natasha out, it could be Hannah Ann.
Speaking of age, so he's questioning. He questioned, obviously, McKenna being 22. He questioned Hannah Ann being 23. Madison is also 23, but he didn't question her age.
Yeah, I just don't think he spent enough time with Madison. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, he did. I don't know. I mean,
maybe he did ask her and we just didn't see it on TV.
Yeah, that's very true. It could have been off camera. I think that I don't know, man. See, the whole thing with Madison, it really just interests me because he went like hard on like he went all in with Madison in like the first, you know, one-on-one where he took it to like a family like gathering. It was like a vow renewal. I can't say that word. Vow. My God. But he took her to that whole thing and gave her a family portrait. Like, still that. It's just like the weird. It just doesn't make any sense, dude. If you don't know you're going to be with somebody, why are you giving the girl a picture of you and your parents? It just doesn't make sense. That's so awkward.
You know, we didn't even really get to talk about the telenovela.
Am I the only one that thinks that's so awkward?
No, it is awkward, but you keep talking about it.
Yeah, because it's awkward as hell, man. You don't do that. Is it awkward? It's like, dude, way to send like the weirdest message to somebody.
It is strange.
I would never give you a picture of like you and me and my parents on like our second date and be like, see you in a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know. That's just so weird.
But no, real quick, you're an actor. What did you think of their acting chops with the telenovela? Oh, it was
god awful. Like, I think
it was supposed to be, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be over the top, and they had two actors there to set it off that probably are never on set. So it was, I mean, whatever. It was interesting. I mean, it was another way for McKenna to kind of like play the victim card and say like, I feel left out, but then we made out at the end, and that's why I'm not going home, even though
Kelly
I packed my bags.
Kelly Isabella was so funny. That made me laugh.
Yeah, no, that was funny. Yeah. But see, you know what I like about her is that she doesn't take it seriously.
No.
And they also, she's like, all right, I'll trust in this process, whatever, we'll see what happens. But I think the fact that, like, what does he say? She was like, I'm like a grandmother, like grandmother,
fantasy suite with.
Fantasy suite with. Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. And then he took her off like stage for a second, like making her, you know, joking around that he was going to like bang the grandmother. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
That was
that
a laugh
chose...
out loud moment. There was a few moments that did make me laugh. Like when Tammy and Sydney went back and forth and Sydney's like, yo, this girl's crazy. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I
you saw,
that
you saw
stuff.
A it little made, bit of the real Sydney come out.
It made me laugh. I was here for that. That was hilarious.
Yo, you're crazy. Like, I was like, okay, that's who Sydney really is. Yeah. Like, you could see a little bit, cause I feel like she's been keeping it together, but like when she had to stand up for herself, you kind of saw like a shade of like who she is
her
when
realness.
She has to throw down.
Yeah. So yeah. I also can't believe how many girls started off at the beginning of this week. And now we only have like we're getting really down to it. And it's wild to me. We're going to Peru.
Yeah, Peru. Yeah. I can't. Oh my God. So, I mean, so we have, oh my God, who are the people that we have left here?
Natasha, Madison. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Natasha,
the
Kelly.
People who listen know who is left, and I think that that's all that matters.
Oh God,
really.
I'm so glad. I just can't. I'm so glad McKenna's gone. That's all. I'm just going to keep saying it. I'm glad she's gone.
Has there ever been somebody who has annoyed us as much as... I mean, yeah, Corinne was annoying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crystal, who you mentioned earlier in the episode, annoying.
But Crystal turned it around. Like, she turned it around. Well, once you've found Goose, like, you actually get to see the real Crystal come out.
I think we're going to... You know what, though? A lot of these girls that we've been talking about... It's not the last that we've seen of them. They're gonna pop up on Paradise. You know it.
No, and they're gonna pop up on Instagram. That's usually what happens. That's why they're on the show most of the time.
And that goes back to the whole point of, is The Bachelor playing itself now with who they cast? Like, well, do they need to go back to casting regular people with regular jobs?
I feel like they do, man. I don't understand why they choose people who have Instagram followers. These people are going to get followers regardless if they already have followers. So why?
And the show doesn't need publicity.
No. I mean, you're going to follow whoever is a contestant. That's just the way that it is. They don't need to already have a following. This show is giving them a following.
Here's a question for you. Thinking back to some of these other girls that we've seen through the years, and if they can't find a bachelorette out of these girls, who do you think would make a good bachelorette? I have two candidates for you.
Who do you think would make a good bachelorette? I feel like it would probably be Madison.
No.
Wait, what?
You have to take the girls out of this season.
You can't take,
because I don't think that there's...
Oh, the girls that have already gone home? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about people from the past seasons.
Oh,
if they brought somebody back, like they kind of did with Ari, and they've done before with people.
Oh my God.
Want to know my two?
Yeah, go for it.
Tasia.
Yeah.
Tasia would make an awesome bachelorette. She's fun. She's beautiful. She's got a good head on her shoulder. She knows how to form a sentence, unlike me just now. Mm-hmm. And also Kendall. Kendall's single now, not with Grocery Store Joe anymore. Kendall would make a great bachelorette.
Well, yeah. She'd be kind of,
quirky.
Yeah, and we already talked about Grocery Store Joe being the bachelor. But yeah, I think Kendall could actually... It would be, but Kendall, I feel like it's too much like Hannah. She's just goofy and weird, and Hannah kind of already brought that. You know, she was
Kendall's
different.
Kendall's a different kind of weird. Kendall's smart weird.
Kendall's Hannah's like taxidermy weird.
Yeah, but knows things.
I don't know. That didn't make any sense. We'll see. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's interesting.
I'm surprised you didn't say your girl, Annalise.
Annalise, man. Dude, I love Annalise. I really do. I just don't feel like she's,
No, by this point, she's 45. They wouldn't have her do it.
She's not 45. She looks really good on Instagram, but then she shows up on the show and I have second thoughts. I think with Annalise, the problem is that she definitely is, I think she wants somebody. I really think she does.
She might even be dating somebody at this point. I'm not sure.
I don't know if that worked out. I think she might actually be, she might want somebody, but whenever she shows up on a show, she gets involved in other people's drama very quick.
Yeah.
And she also is super clingy.
And insecure.
Yeah. It's girl, play it cool. Because
just be cool. Don't
just,
be all
just
uncool.
Be cool. Let the guys come to you. See what happens. You know, you're really making yourself look like a crazy person. But I think deep down, she's actually just wants a meaningful relationship. I think she's
don't
she's,
we all?
She's cool. Yeah, but I just we do. But man, this girl's hurting.
And then one other note out of Bachelor Nation. You didn't watch the Winter Olympics with me when the Bachelor Olympics.
I had no time. There was some Chinese girl on there, Asian girl that couldn't speak English.
I want to call her Mookie, and it's not Mookie. I have Mookie Betts on my mind.
Well, she was also also that bartender too on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
That they never need to bring back those.
But Leslie was a girl who fell in love with Dean on the Bachelor Olympics, whatever it was called. I can't even think of what it was called at this point. But Leslie and Dean ended up splitting, and things were not great. But Leslie is now engaged to this guy that she's dating, has been dating for a year plus. So shout out to Leslie, also a breast cancer survivor. Well, she found out that the gene was in her family and decided to get the surgery. But shout out to Leslie.
Well, yeah, definitely. Now, who was the – wait a minute. What about the – girl that just was with Dean?
So they're still together. Kaylin.
That's who it was. They're still together.
Yeah. Dean's kind of Dean's had his fun. He's no blanket stagecoach, but
yeah,
he's had his fun.
Yeah, seriously. Man, talk about a guy who everybody was gunning for, and then Blake just took a dark turn.
Balake.
Yeah, Balake.
Balake. A-Rom.
Oh my God. Yeah, Blake, man, he was getting it on with everybody.
Terrible.
Jesus. Seriously.
All right. So this coming week, we have Just
it's like ready to end this. Anyway, this week.
Well, we have one episode this week. We don't have a double episode again. I don't know why they did that. I'm really trying to figure it out.
I don't know. Maybe they just had a lot of content. They're like, well,
they wanted people to push gonna the watch Oscars. It. I found it funny when they were doing the telenovela and then they had like the lower third of the Oscars.
So dumb.
Like, oh, look at this bad acting. By the way, the Oscars are on Sunday.
They are. Yep. So, I mean, obviously we have one episode, so that'll be easy for all of us to digest. We can actually do something else with our Wednesday night.
Let's be real, Tony. We're still going to be watching like The Good Doctor or something.
Probably.
Do we have an episode of that to watch, by the way?
Yeah, we do.
All right,
yeah.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, The Good Doctor is awesome. I also really want to check out Parasite, which I've heard is awesome. It's like winning. It won like Best Picture at the SAG Awards. Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. All I've heard is that you start watching that and it turns into something never you would expect, like complete opposite. That's what I heard from one of my buddies.
It's just like The Bachelor. It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
It does.
By the way, yes, we do take care of our daughter. We don't just sit and watch TV all day and let her fend for herself.
Yeah, let's be honest. Like, honestly, we literally have zero time. Like, we've been talking about watching Parasite for the past 3 weeks and it hasn't happened. So,
but we make time for The Bachelor and The Good Doctor and Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Usually sleeping at this point, hopefully, if she doesn't wake up. But anyway. So we will catch you guys next week. Stay tuned. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night. And you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.